Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of image editing, specifically how to remove text from images and replace it with your own. I mean, who hasn't been frustrated by a watermark or some random text ruining a perfect photo, right? It can feel like such a waste of time when you finally find that ideal image only to realize it's not usable because of that text. But luckily, in 2025, you don't need to be a graphic design wizard to fix that. Oh, wow, that's actually really interesting. So how exactly does this whole process work? I mean, how do these tools know what's behind the text? Great question. It all comes down to two main technologies: optical, character recognition, or OCR, and generative fill, or inpainting. OCR is like the spark plug of the operation. It reads the text in the image. Tools like Microsoft Azure's Document Intelligence can hit about 96% accuracy on printed text. Wow, that's impressive. So it's like the software is saying, hey, there's text here, and I need to figure out what to replace it with. But then how does it fill that space? Exactly. Once it identifies the text, that's where generative fill comes in. Imagine patching a hole in drywall. You don't just tape it over. You fill it, sand it, and paint it to match. Tools like PhotoRoom and Photoshop analyze the surrounding pixels, texture, lighting, shadows, and generate new content that seamlessly fills the gap. Jordan, so it's almost like magic, but why should people choose to use AI for this instead of just cropping the image or finding another one? Speed and efficiency. I read about a mid-size retailer that cut their editing time from about 15 minutes per image down to 1.8 minutes. That's a whopping 91.3% reduction. Imagine processing 12,000 images in 360 hours instead of 3,000. In the world of business, that saved time translates to money. That's a huge difference. Plus, with mobile advertising on the rise, having clear, legible images is super important, right? Absolutely. If your ad text is cut off or hard to read, you're basically throwing money away. Being able to quickly remove old text and replace it with something fresh and readable for platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Reels is critical. Speaking of replacing text, I've noticed that some people really struggle with that part. What are some common mistakes? Alex. Oh, I see this all the time. A classic mistake is what I call the floating text problem. When you add new text, it can look out of place if you don't match the original image's characteristics. Oh, I get it. So like if the original text was on a street sign with a certain shadow or texture and you put a crisp white on top, it just looks weird. Exactly. One tip is to add a little bit of noise or grain to the new text so it matches the photo's quality. Also, ignoring perspective can really throw things off. If the original text was at an angle, your new text needs to match that angle too. That makes total sense. It reminds me of when I tried to edit a picture of a street sign and just slapped text on it without considering the angle. It looked ridiculous. Yep, and that's where font matching comes into play as well. Tools like What the Font can help identify the original typeface, making the replacement look seamless. So what's the best way to actually go through this process? Is there a step-by-step method you recommend?
Absolutely.
First, you want to analyze the background to see if it's a solid color or a complex pattern. If it's solid, you might just need a simple brush tool. For complex backgrounds, you'll want those generative tools. Okay, so that's step one. What's next? Step two is making your selection. Use the lasso tool or whatever selection tool is available. Here's a tip. Don't just select the text. Grab a bit of the background too. It helps the AI understand the context better. That's super helpful. And then what do you do after that? Step three is using the generative fill or erase feature. Let the AI work its magic and then check the result. If it looks blurry, undo and try selecting a larger area. Got it. And I assume there might be some touch-ups needed afterward? Exactly. Sometimes the AI creates hallucinations, which are weird artifacts left behind. A quick touch-up with a healing brush or clone stamp can fix that up nicely. And then we just add in our new text, right? Yes! Make sure to match color, angle, and any effects like glow or border that the original text had. This is all such useful info. But what about the difference between removing text and just putting a box over it? Is there a time to choose one over the other? That's a common dilemma. Putting a box over old text can be a quick fix, especially for memes or to tutorials. But for professional work, like a YouTube thumbnail or a Facebook ad, you really want to remove that text. It's all about maintaining immersion. A sloppy box can ruin the viewer's experience. That makes total sense. So if people want to step up their game, using AI tools like Photo Room and other generative tools is the way to go, huh? Exactly. The demand is skyrocketing, and organizations are using AI to speed up their content generation. If you're still doing things the old school way, you're really missing out. Wow, what a transformation in the world of image editing. So, to wrap it up, what's the key takeaway here? Removing text used to be a daunting task, but with today's tools, it can be as simple as a click. The real skill comes in how you replace that text, matching fonts, lighting, and vibe. Love it. Thanks for sharing all this great info, Alex. No problem. And remember, everyone, give these tools a shot and play around with the settings. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.